Blog Talk Radio.
Last week with Diane Sayre,
yep,
running against Christian Gildebrand. And her show was really interesting, and the ratings were through the roof. So if you guys have a chance, have a listen to that. She not only talks about the sheer corruptness in New York, but, you know, things that are going on around the world and what her views are on it. And it was very, very informative.
Yeah, she's a very, very knowledgeable person.
Yeah. And this week, we actually don't have a guest this week, so you just got to deal with the two of us, but there's enough to update probably for 2 hours. We're booked now through the end of June, but we kind of just left this week open so we could use it as an updating week. So now they're urging New Yorkers now, hurry up and go get your monkeypox vaccine. Get your monkeypox vaccine. That's what they're talking about now.
Yeah, otherwise you'll be monkeying around.
I mean, whatever.
And writing TV shit and starring on TV and being the songs like the Monkees.
Yeah, so just go do that because, you know, maybe the COVID vaccine didn't kill you.
So right. So
you should go out and get the monkeypox vaccine now just in case you need a backup.
Right. And then they did pass in New York State the bill to ban natural gas. And, you know, but it's not as stringent as the original bill. So I guess right now, if you've got a natural gas, you know, appliance, you can replace that appliance even after the date, you know, the drop-dead date. And they pushed the drop-dead date from 2025 to 2028.
Well, no, it's 2025 for new builds.
No, new builds were pushed to 2028.
Are you sure about that?
I didn't hear that. I heard that today.
Oh, really? Because
yeah.
I didn't hear that at all, actually.
Yeah, the new bills were pushed to 2028.
Well, I don't give a shit if it's pushed to 2050. It shouldn't be this way.
Right. And I remember, 10, 15 years ago when they converted all the transit buses to natural gas and they had all the signs on there that said, yes, natural gas, the clean fuel and all that. So
That's not right, actually, because I'm looking at Senator George Borrello's page, and it's starting in 2025. Natural gas hookups will be prohibited in new residential construction and 2028 in commercial buildings.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's the deal. And, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to keep my existing one. Well, what's going to happen eventually when they shut the gas off? I mean, look at what they did with the gas line right early on when he got into office.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say they're not going to do that here?
Right.
You know, who's
right.
to say that? But, you know, so now if you want to build a house in a year and a half, you have no choice. You can't put a gas stove in it. Because they'll threaten the contractors. They won't allow the contractors to do it, see?
Well, and then most new houses are in, you know, little developments and stuff. So they got to lay the water line, the sewer line, the gas line. Oh, no gas line, and electric lines and phone lines and fiber and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they just won't tee off the gas line at the main road to go into the new development.
Right. And that'll be apartment complexes, too, because that's considered residential construction.
Right.
Right, not commercial. And then, you know, with the commercial buildings, I mean, that will cost a pretty penny to have those converted over if it has to come to that. Because who's to say in the next year and a half they're not going to come out with some other ridiculous bill that is going to prevent that too. I mean, who knows?
Yep.
That's absolutely more overreach, more overstepping by our government.
Well, that way it makes it easier for them to spy on you. With natural gas, they can't spy on you. But with the electric meters, they've got those smart meters they should rename them spy meters, and they can tell everything you're doing from them.
Well, yeah, the smart meters, but they can tell how much natural gas you're using based on your bill. But they don't know if you have, you know, a wood burner or, you know, other means.
Right.
You know, gas grill outside, how do they know that you have that? So it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to be next? They're going to get rid of propane tanks for gas grills? I mean, all of this stuff comes into play with
it. What, you go to charcoal?
I don't know. Maybe. The old, like the old-fashioned days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we did. We had charcoal. So it's crazy. And that, you know, climate socialists, that's what they are.
Right. And, I read an article today about climate change and the chemtrails, because we had a guy that was an expert on chemtrails. This guy, I guess, is another expert that lives in Montana. And they said that all the climate change, you know, the droughts, the floods, the hot weather, the cold weather,
mm-hmm.
They're seeding all that with the chemtrails, along with all the poisons.
I listened to a good podcast last night with Peggy Hall, who I'll always give her a plug from the Healthy American, and she had on a woman that is actually going after this in multiple states, trying to get this stopped. You know, and this is like her lifelong mission. It was very interesting to hear, you know, what they're spraying on us. And that's what everybody should be worried about. No one should be worried about a football player. You should be worried about what they're spraying on you, because these are bigger issues.
Right.
Much bigger issues. I want to go back to the budget for a second, because we weren't really done with that. They passed the budget. Of course, you know, the whole gas thing was in there. But $229 billion, that is how much the budget. That is more than Texas and California combined.
Yep.
That we're spending. And when you hear some of the ridiculous places that your tax dollars are going to be going now, $627 million a day in tax dollars is going to be spent to meet that budget, if you break it down.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And, and you think about the populations in Texas and Florida. Both of them have a lot more people than we do, but our budget is twice what theirs is.
Oh, yeah.
Or as much as both of theirs combined, or more than both of theirs combined.
Yeah, somewhere I have a breakdown of this budget. I got to look. I'm pretty sure I put it in the event page. Some things that I wanted to mention about it. As usual, most of it is going to New York City to support their illegal ways.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be on a spending spree, literally, for Medicaid funds. Property taxes are going to go up by 7 to 14%, depending on where you are.
And we've already got the highest property taxes in the nation.
Well, Erie County does. Yeah,
yeah.
And New York City does. New York in general does, but Erie County has the absolute highest, this county here, which is in western New York, for those of you that don't know where it is. Outside of Buffalo, or Buffalo's inside Erie County, and 7 to 14%. That's big bucks.
Yeah,
if you have a, let's say you have $1 million house, right, which I don't, of course, but, I mean, I don't know how people, and it, with just the inflation and everything else going up, the interest rates, I mean, for those people that have credit card debt like myself, I'm getting killed. On interest, and you know, I called my credit card company today, and I asked him what's the current interest rate. He was like, oh yeah, it's like 26.4%. I'm like, oh my God. I says, what's it going to be next month? He goes, well, it's probably going to be higher than that. I'm thinking, how high can it literally go? You know, that's pretty high already.
Yeah, you know, and they arrest loan sharks for charging exorbitant rates.
Yeah,
the credit card companies charge exorbitant rates.
Yep. Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, I think on one of my statements it said if I'd made the minimum payment for, you know, so many years, it would take me like 120 years to pay it off. I'm thinking I'm not even going to be alive then, so I guess I shouldn't worry about it. 120 years at the minimum payment, whatever. So what else? Should we talk more about the budget? I mean, there's so many crazy things in there. Did you save any of it?
No, I didn't.
I mean, I did save some of it. I'm having a hard time finding it. But so lots of places going out of business. Jenny Craig, which is shit food anyway, and if you're doing that, you should be ashamed of yourself. But they are going out of business. I mean, they've been around for 40 years, Jenny Craig. They're going out of business. What else did I say? By the end of the year. Bed Bath & Beyond. Well, that's already happening. Bed Bath & Beyond is on their way out. They're not taking any more of their 20% off coupons, but Big Lots will take them for you.
Uh-huh.
I guess Big Lots is in trouble, too. They're not the only ones. Let's see. But you know, there's just so many small businesses that are. It's not just the big bucks that are suffering. Small businesses are too. I guess I can't find it. I was looking for the link that I had on the budget because there was so much to talk about on the budget. Anyway, there's just a lot of things. And, of course, none of it is going to infrastructure and the other side of the state. It's all they want to improve the subway system in New York City, even though some guy just – and, of course, it was a man of color that got strangled to death in one of the New York City subways, and now Black Lives Matters and Antifa and that, they're calling it, you know, a racist thing. Of course, they got to play that narrative.
Right, right.
Crazy.
And, I mean, as a kid in New York City, the subways were bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't ride on one. God forbid you get on the wrong one, and, oh, my God. You know, you end up somewhere in Harlem, and who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the state is in some serious trouble. It really is, and I'm interested to see what they're going to do with the rest of the legislative session this year. You know, because I know there's so many people out there that are holding their breath about the HPV shot and the COVID shot and you know, how your kid must remain fully vaccinated for them to be safe, otherwise they're all going to die. Hurry up and vaccinate your kids and get them up to date. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, and I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the rest of the legislative session this year, because it's not over. It's not over until, I think, June 15th.
Yep, and then they're off for a while, the campaign.
Yeah, Lord help us.
Well, we're actually better off when they're not in session, just like with Congress.
Yeah. Well, they've passed the amount of bills that they've passed this year, and, you know, just one of these days, go on the New York State Senate page and see what they're up to. I mean, some of the bills they pass are just the stupidest. I mean, these are the type of things that they're worried and concerned about. Instead, you know, people are literally taking their own lives in New York State because they can't afford to be here. So,
yeah,
but,
well,
you know,
it's...
So the bottom line of this budget is it is not... It's not affordable. There's going to be higher taxes now. There's going to be, you know, what are they going to do? Just go into every single reserve fund that we have? Do we even have a reserve fund anymore?
I don't know. And, you know, this dovetails with Kathy Hochul's 800 new residential units.
Oh, yeah, right.
So 800,000 new residential units going across the state.
Yeah, little box. You know, just all I think about when I hear that is like 15-minute cities and what they're doing in China.
Yeah.
You know, you can't leave your place because you might have COVID or be a disease. And it fits, I mean, that whole thing fits perfectly into the concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which that is not off the table. So.
Yeah, they're using our tax dollars to fight it.
Yeah, well.
To appeal it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. So, and that you know, that's not a, it's kind of gotten a little bit quiet like that, but that's not over.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could tell Dean and I are both kind of tired from that. I saw this weird video on Telegram. Obviously, at least I hope most of you know what's going on with our food supply. I mean, not only do they spray us with chemicals all over the place all day long, you know, so even if you buy organic, you're still getting that in there, which I'll still buy organic, and I will always look for the non-GMO label, which I've been doing for, you know, 15 years. But now, you know, there was a law that passed, and it was a while ago that passed, but that the companies had to start labeling their products by the end of 2023 if they contain genetically modified material. Well, bioengineered ingredient is the new word for this. And the amount of items that have bioengineered, it's all shit. A lot of it is junk food.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is junk food anyway. It's cheaper to make that. A lot of it's made with soybean oil. Like, for example, one of them is Hellmann's mayonnaise. First of all, it's disgusting. And second of all, it uses soybean oil, which would be a red flag right there. There is your bioengineered ingredient. 90% of the soy in the United States is genetically modified. 95% of the corn is genetically modified, and most of the wheat.
So you don't want corn oil either.
Right, or canola oil. Canola is genetically modified too. So, you know, it's not just the one ingredient there. There's several ingredients that are, you know, genetically modified. So anyway, they're labeling this stuff now. And boo-hoo to, like, Whole Foods and Wegmans, who now has this crap in their bakery items too.
Mm-hmm.
And what really ticks people off is you're going to Whole Foods and you're thinking you're getting
Whole Foods.
Like, it should be, right, automatically non-GMO. And all of a sudden you're reading the ingredients in the bakery items going, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, I could have just bought this at Aldi's if I really wanted to, you know, to, and then paid, you know, three times less.
Right.
So, yeah, people are pretty pissed. But there was this video, this woman, she had regular standard ground beef, which gagged me, especially if it's not organic. I mean, my God, who knows what they're putting in there, you know, besides the mRNA. Yeah, I can't get it out. mRNA shot. Who knows what they're putting in there. And she used a magnet, and the magnet stuck to the meat. And the meat was still inside the package. So, I mean, what are they? Can you see this?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. You
what
sent
are they,
that to me.
Yeah, what are they doing? You know, what are they doing? So you got just and people, oh, it's too expensive to buy organic. Well, guess what? Pay now or pay later. Start doing some intermittent fasting and cut down on the amount you're eating. Really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in the caveman days, they didn't eat every 2 hours. You know, they were hunters and gatherers, so they went long stretches without eating.
And they couldn't make it to the Bahamas to get sugar.
Our bodies are not designed to eat every 2 hours or three. This is just my take on it, and this is what I learned in school. We don't need to eat every 2 or 3 hours. You know, it's good to give the body a break. And I'm not saying go out and starve yourself. This is not a plug to go out and starve yourself because we have a food shortage. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I have a friend, and he's 90. How old is he now? He's like 94. He's got to be 94 or 95. And he said his trick was to eat one meal a day. And then he's always done it his whole life. And, you know, so he automatically intermittent fasting before it was even a thing. And he still runs 10 miles a day. At Chestnut Ridge.
Mm.
Never had any knee replacement. Maybe he's got great genes. Who knows? But I think he's on to something there.
Are they Levi's or Wranglers?
I think he's on to something there. Gosh. So, I don't know. But the food supply. So, in other words, start reading your labels. And we posted this on our Facebook page. I posted the Hellman's bottle, and you could see where it says this product contains bioengineered. Now they're calling it bioengineered ingredient. Well, it's genetically modified. It's the same thing. And what should really tick you off is they've been doing this to the food supply for decades.
Yeah, I guess since the 90s.
Yeah.
Is what I read someplace.
Decades. Right.
You know, before that, they were just doing selective breeding like we did in junior high school, where you take a Q-tip and get some pollen from a male plant and rub it on the flower of the female plant and you know, do your selective breeding that way.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
now, I mean, it's...
Yeah, now they're changing the DNA.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and then, of course, you have to worry about lice and beetles being put into your food, too. And I guess that's labeled as like an E, and it's mostly in crap food. You know, we're talking about chips and things like this, but it's labeled E904 and E414, I guess. They're like emulsifier resins. And they put this resin also on non-organic oranges, too.
Hmm.
So it's just like that coating, that wax coating.
Oh, okay,
that you see,
okay.
That they say that preserves freshness. Well, I bet it does. But I...
keeps the bugs from getting to it because they don't cannibalize themselves.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference. If you're on a motorcycle, you got your mouth open, you eat a mosquito, big deal. But don't put it, you know, don't put it into people's food on purpose.
Yeah, I don't want to have bug
bread. Yeah, everybody's followed. Well, that's another thing. Most of the wheat is genetically modified, too. I mean, if you think about it, if you go pick wheat, you wouldn't eat it like that. They highly process wheat. It's really not... the wheat today is no good for anybody's digestive system at all. You know, and even when you're toying around with gluten-free stuff, you know, they put brown rice in there, you know, and which is known to be high in, I can't think of what it is. There's something in brown rice. Oh, it's arsenic. Known to be naturally high in arsenic. So then you're eating all that. So it's just kind of like, just stay away from. You know, wheat is just no good. Our bodies just aren't designed to handle that. Maybe 100 years ago when there was unleavened bread, you know, like Jesus said, break the bread with me. Well, it certainly was not like it is today. It didn't have soybean oil in it. It didn't have trans fats.
No preservatives.
Yeah, right.
So when they said break the bread, it was probably hard as a rock.
Right, yeah, it was unleavened. So it sure as hell didn't have bioengineered ingredients in it.
Mm-hmm.
So just start thinking about what you're putting in your mouth. You know, and then I think people are, waking up to this idea more, and they should. They should. And, of course, I always do consults on that kind of stuff. So if you guys are interested, you can get a hold of me on Facebook. But crazy stuff going on with that.
You know, what I worry about is even you know, like in the summertime, I grow all my own vegetables and stuff, but what about the stuff that they're spraying on us? You know, I know that I'm not using any fertilizer. It's all just grass clippings and leaves, and that's my fertilizer.
Yeah, unless it's a greenhouse and it's protected. You know, like the greens that I use on the Hope's Health, whatever it is, website, you have to pull it up. They grow it all in a greenhouse, so it's organic. It's not exposed to the... it's not exposed to the elements. But, yeah, I mean, that's a good point if it's outside. But then, you know, you wash it, whatever. But when you're growing your own garden, you also got to make sure that the seeds you're getting are non-GMO and the plants you're getting are non-GMO. I mean, if you're really into that, what's the point of growing corn on your own? You might as well just buy it at the store because you're still getting genetically modified corn.
Right.
So you got to buy organic seeds, and in fact, the Dollar Tree has got non-GMO seeds, which is surprising.
Okay, so the site is Hope Health, HOPEHEALTH, one word, .thegoodinside.com.
Yeah, Hope Health, yeah. So anyway, that's where I order my greens, and I also use the zeolite. Because the zeolite is what will help chelate out these heavy metals. And it is the only zeolite that crosses the blood-brain barrier. So, because mercury poisoning is a big deal. Mercury and aluminum. You know, and the amount of aluminum that they're finding in people's brains, even young kids, is astounding.
Well, that's because they use alum in water to purify the water, you know, for water treatment.
Well, they use
it's
it in vaccines,
cheap.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use it in vaccines. They use mercury in vaccines. They use aluminum in vaccines. Plus, they're spraying it on us.
And then there's the aluminum pots and pans. There's a lot of them around, too.
Yeah, those are bad. Yeah, you got to read the label on that stuff. But, all right.
Commercial time.
And we're going to commercial. We'll be back in 4 minutes. We're getting more into stuff about New York State. What do you think?
Yep.
D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. We will be back in 4 minutes, guys. Hang tight.
Barefoot is legal. It looks interesting.
I am too worried about dropping a French fry on my foot. That's why I protect myself by wearing flip-flops.
I wish I was allowed to go barefoot. I hate wearing shoes, but it is illegal for me because I am black.
What does your skin color have to do with being required to wear shoes? It is legal for everyone to go barefoot.
I know. It's that Green James again. He is the dumbest something duck I ever met.
This racist Heish is just going to embarrass himself again by saying some racist and genderies. He is not just a something ducker, but a something 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 ducker. My parent too was warning me that not everyone believes gender should be illegal.
It is people like this loser why we have so many problems in this world. You don't believe in gender. You also are against 6-year-old going on a field trip to a gay bar. They have every right to sit in a bar and watch drag queens dance around a pole while drinking whiskey.
I will never be for corrupting our children. I do not believe kids should be allowed in a bar of any kind. Why should a 6-year-old be allowed to drink in a bar? It does not matter if they are gay. They should not be taught how to put $1 bills in a G-string when they are in the first grade.
Don't pay that Green James no attention. He bees is a complete dunce. He does not even believe in climate change. That's why Hims is a something ducker for real though. Of course Hims hates first graders going to a gay bar. He bees is white. He don't want no tunes finna be getting an education. He bees is mad that black people can write and speak the goodest Englishes.
I like totally had to call the police on him last week, B. He was serving peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with chocolate milk to the homeless. Had to him spread racist ash to hundreds of homeless people. He had to serve the most racist food to people that have no choice but to eat it.
You want to complain about me spending my own money to give everyone who has no money a decent meal? Where was your millennial on Dayrus out at the homeless camp serving food?
I don't have to do any of that. I am black.
That's right, B. We do not have to do any of that, white people, Aish. Only face do you want to be gangsters like yourself go out there and feed homeless. We get things to do, dog.
I'm positive the black homeless would rather not fight for their voting rights than to give a stupid meal. It is not their fault that black people and people that are not cisgendered cannot afford an ID card.
Did you see the guy that won the governor election yesterday in Virginia? He gets it. He said it was the parents' fault that their daughter got raped in the school bathroom. He said the girl's brother should totally be arrested for complaining. That girl's father is a complete racist idiot and a dumb Trump supporter for making a scene about the girl getting raped. Even though the judge found the kid guilty for rape, they so totally made it sound like it was a bad thing. Those parents complaining about the education system need to get whacked, player.
I am so wanting to move to Virginia. He said he is finna fire half the teachers just because their bees is white. Him says him's finna end discrimination once and for all. You white. You don't get no job. About time a governor says him's finna end racistish by firing whites. Now no one can be fired for their skin color anymore.
My favorite part of that election is when the Republican guy won on the first day by 299,000 votes. But they had a truck coming at 2 in the morning and dropping off boxes of ballots with no signatures or postmarks. Then they counted 300,000 of them things to win over the evil Republican.
You dud. That is called election fraud.
No one cares, B. As long as the Democrats win, it does not matter how they win. As long as Democrats win, then we can live in a one-world dictatorship. That would be sweet, player.
It should be illegal for anyone other than a Democrat to win an election. Then the KKK cannot be in control of us. Black Lives Matter, but...
Then they can also ban gender. My birthing partner says she hates gender more than anyone else on this planet. Oh no, it wasn't my fault. My birthing partner. I totally called her a she. She hates when I call her a she. Now she is going to make me swing a 10-pound dumbbell with my front hole again. I hate when she kicks me in the hole puncher when I call her a she.
It's okay, player. I am not going to tell your birthing partner. This green sack of racist Heish made you do it. We cool, dog.
Prince Charles even says we have to get rid of all trees and plants because they put out too much carbon. They want zero carbon for Earth by 2030. This means every person, animal, tree, plant, mineral, air, or water needs to die. Otherwise, the temperature will rise by 0.15% by 2050.
I saw something on that. They said we need to get microchipped and stay in our own hotel room forever until they kill us off. They are going to kill us so they can save us.
I just hope my birthing partner can help me just get pregnant once.
Boy, you're not gonna need your special tang tang anymore. Only the 1% can use their special tang tangs. They are better than us because they have money. We need to save all the carbon for them.
Please. Help save humanity. Do not buy into this satanic one-world government agenda. Educate yourself by listening to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on every night 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to him on freedomizerradio.live. He and his co-hosts will share all the current information about the New World Order.
If my birthing partner hears this, she will for sure punish me for calling her a she. Oh, mother of pearls, I called her a she again. I don't want her to treat me like Lorna Bobbitt. Sometimes I like having a hole puncher. Please, I will give you an NFT of my white cisgendered privilege card if you promise to not upload this to Rumble.
Don't worry. We will for sure upload this episode to social media. We want everyone to listen to Proof Negative on freedomizerradio.live.
We need to go over there to the station and tell them how this Green Jones is a racist.
We like totally have to protect my ovaries. Let's go.
That's right. Let's go, Brandon.
All right.
We're back.
We're back. So, some breaking news. her boyfriend, they broke up.
Who, Cher?
He was 40 years younger.
Oh, wow.
Somebody literally just sent me a message as if that is... That's national news. That's what's on mainstream media. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? My God, I cannot with that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I guess they're sending over 24 buses of illegal immigrants from Costa Rica to the U.S. So you figure a bus holds what?
48 people.
Well, it depends on the size of the bus. Maybe they're oversized buses.
Yeah, the typical, you know,
say 50. 50 times 24. Just what we need. More of them.
Well, now there's 600 of them. Yeah, to add to the millions that are already here. I heard there was a busload of people that were trying to get into Mexico from the U.S. They wouldn't let them in.
Oh, why? They wanted to leave here?
Yeah, so they can come back as illegals.
Oh, well, I guess El Paso was, like, overtaken by, what video was I watching? Oh, Luke Uncensored. I was watching him, and he was showing videos of El Paso, and I was like, is that New York City? It's just, like, people laying around everywhere, bus stops and stuff. I'm thinking, that's got to be New York City. No, I guess it's El Paso, and they declared a state of alert.
El Paso, they call it El Paso. That means the pass.
Well, anyway... They declared a state of emergency, literally, because they're everywhere, with, like, nowhere to go. I mean, it's just mind-boggling to me that these people are getting into this country when my grandfather fought, you know, for the right for us to be here. Not this. This is just, I can't. I honestly can't.
Well, you know, The Mexicans that did come legally, they're unanimous that they don't like the illegals. You know, they had the ones that got here legally, they had to wait in line, they had to do all their citizenship stuff, and you know, then you've got these other people that are circumventing the rules. Their first to act as an American is to break the law.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you've got all the fentanyl coming along with them, and you know, if a tenth of a percent of the people coming across the border are terrorists, then we've got tens of thousands of terrorists in this country just waiting, you know, sleeping cells that are waiting to be activated.
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend just sent me a text. She goes, aren't you going to mention may the fourth be with you? Oh, my God, if one more person says that today, I'm going to punch them.
The fourth?
Yeah, don't you know what the fourth be with you?
No.
May 4th is like Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, boy.
I just got an email from Gunbroker, something about the 4th of May, and I was like, well, that's not Father's Day. You know, what's going on with it?
Oh, God. Mother's Day is next weekend already. I can't even believe that. It's already going to be. Tomorrow's May 5th. That's crazy. I feel like time is going by faster, or maybe it's just as you get older, but I don't know, it just feels like it's losing track of it. Probably because there's just so much junk going on all the time, ain't it?
Yeah.
What else you got? Some stuff saved there in your emails that we should probably mention. Is it New York stuff?
Let me see. Nashville shooter. Let's see. What do we got here?
Yeah, there was a shooting in Atlanta. Well, what's up with, these people are still not admitting that these athletes, there was another one that was lost this week, that nothing is happening, that this is just a coincidence that these athletes and young children are just falling off with, just don't even understand why.
I know why. They're not making them as good as they used to.
Yeah. It's called, you know what it's called.
Uh-huh.
And Jamie Foxx, I guess he's in the hospital for a medical complication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of medical complications since the jab. So there is somebody that I know that their relative works at Johns Hopkins. And said that the amount of children that are coming in, not just with vaccine damage, but with mental health issues, caused them, and this is in Baltimore, that caused them to actually shut down the entire mental health department for children throughout the entire city because they don't have the resources to support it. So kids are not going to be able to get mental health help. And, these lunatics create a lot of these mental health issues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the little girls at school today. She's cross-eyed as can be.
Oh. Well, so what are you saying, that she's got vaccine damage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you look at newborn babies and they have the cross eye that kind of turns inward, I was told that that's actually vaccine damage that's causing mini strokes in the brain. So, yikes. Yikes. What else? I can't wait till the show next week. We're having on Scope. Right?
Mm-hmm. And that's...
Is that Scope next week, or do we have on Loud Majority? Who do we have on next week?
I don't know.
Did you know anything today? Are you
No, I don't know anything.
Are you, half asleep?
Yes. Yes, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, Scope. We have on Scope of Erie County next week, so we're talking about gun rights, which I'm sure are not done being under attack in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
I had someone ask me today, where can you buy ammunition? And I told Pennsylvania.
Right. Pennsylvania, West Virginia, any open, Pennsylvania is not open carry.
Or constitutional
carry.
No. But they still don't have the draconian rules that we've got where they, you've got to, give them all your information, including your firstborn.
Right.
To buy, a box of shells.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to tell you about the email that I got yesterday, and I posted this on our Facebook page. I got an email from this person, it's an anonymous email, saying how much they love the show and being updated every week, and it went on to tell me how much it must be to get paid to be on the radio.
Right. Right. Yeah, that would be nice.
We pay
to be on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said, we actually don't get paid. We pay to be here.
Right.
So, I posted it on the Facebook page. I said, to be blunt, so we pay to be blunt and to support your organization, which I thought was kind of funny. But, yeah, we actually pay every month to actually be on the radio and bring the news to you.
Right.
And to have your organizations, or and if you want to be on the radio show, get a hold of us. We're booking until the end of June. And end of June, beginning of July, I know that we have spots available then if you want to be on. as far as like Republican, Democrat stuff, I don't know, you know. Until they fix the voting system, I mean, there's probably...
And we've got the coming back on again.
Oh, yeah.
That's, June 8th, I think?
Something like that, yes, yeah, New York Citizens audit. I could probably count on my hands how many politicians there are in New York State that actually might give a hoot about what's going on. Republican, of course, but as far as I'm concerned, most of them are good for nothing anymore. If you really look at the history here, because well, they're outnumbered, first of all, even if they could do something, but I don't know.
Yeah, the citizens' audit is usually a good one. You know, even if I'm wide awake for that one, I'm still speechless.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt it's going on. It's happening. It's going on. And
well, Diane Sayre said it, that she had, when she went to bed at midnight, she had, what, 6,200 votes? And then when she woke up in the morning, she had, like, 62 votes or something like that. All her votes disappeared overnight.
Yeah, how is that? How does that happen? That's,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My cat is eating my fresh flowers right in front of me, and I'm getting ticked. I mean, I come down in the morning, and half of them are
all over the floor. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
I'm looking for them, going, where? And I'm taking them away from, and he's following me. Literally. Following. You would think it was a piece of meat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nuts with it. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's not like she's not fed. So, so let's see, what else we got going on? There's so much that happened this week.
Yeah, I was looking, I had a couple of good ones, and I'm looking for them. I must have put them in the wrong folder here.
I mean, there is, the stuff going on is just so bizarre. I mean, in Ireland outlawed any social media or apps that don't belong to mainstream media, you're no longer allowed to have them. So like Telegram, any of the, anything, they're not allowed to have them anymore. I mean, if that's not major censoring, I don't know what is.
And here's a headline here. Three blue states. Okay, so you've got New York, California, and Illinois are the three states. Are the biggest losers amid exodus to low-tax states.
Oh, as far as people leaving, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I could definitely see Illinois. Who the hell would want to live in Illinois? I mean, it's cold. The mayor of Chicago is. I mean, you can't even look at her without literally wanting to, like, go, what is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Butt's stinking ugly.
Good thing you said it, not me. If I said it, it would be, you know, the FCC would come after us, maybe.
Why?
I don't know, because guys aren't allowed to say that kind of stuff.
Oh. Well, thankfully, we're not under the FCC yet.
Right, right.
Yes, but there's something else that, well, in Canada, they're in trouble there.
Uh-huh.
Because they did the same thing there where everything has to be censored too, including live radio. And that's just, man.
And there's still a lot of headlines on Tucker Carlson, of course. There were rumors that he might go to OAN. And we don't have OAN in at least Western New York. I was introduced to it at my parents in the D.C. suburbs. And this is how I describe OAN, where Fox News will have a discussion, and they'll have two Republicans and one Democrat. OAN will have a discussion, and they'll just have three Republicans, no Democrats. So they're, you know, as far to the right as NBC is to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they say that He may be going to OAN. I read someplace that he's having a partnership with somebody else, some unknown network, you know, or maybe it's a pay-per-view, you know, like the Glenn Beck show. Because remember, Glenn Beck used to be at Fox 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I used to DVR all his shows because I was still at work.
Yeah.
He was on from 4:30 to 5, and I didn't get home from work till 5:36.
He had a great podcast on yesterday about, you know, he was talking about the Agenda 2020, which used to be 2020, now it's 2030.
Uh-huh.
It was, if you ever catch him, it was really, really, really good when he was talking about the book that he's, you know, that he wrote about it, and how even he himself, even though he wrote the book, was shocked at how spot on everything is with what they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people, I think there's, you know, there could be some people catching on now. Just saying. I think people are waking up to the idea that could there be elites controlling us after all this time? Could space not really, could NASA be a hoax? Could 9/11 have been a setup? Did they really land on the moon?
They're saying what, NASA and NSA and a little bit the commercial airlines are doing the chemtrails in this the latest article that I read.
Well, it's got to be somebody off the regular radar grid. Think about that. Because they're going above actual commercial airplanes, passenger airplanes, first of all. And, yeah, it has to be. It's just so secluded. It's so segregated to what we can find out about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nobody's
like,
talking.
How do I?
Nobody's
you know,
talking.
Right.
You know, maybe these pilots.
Or are they pilots? Or are they drones doing it? Or are they AI doing it? Who knows?
Yeah, but it could be too that these pilots say, "Okay, I've had enough of this gig. I'm retiring," and then they mysteriously die in a car wreck. Who knows? Before they can talk.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because it's, I mean, well, she was talking about that on the show, on Peggy's show last night, saying that there is a possibility that it is drones doing it.
Yeah, this stage in the game, drones could be doing it. But drones have to have a pilot.
Think about how sometimes they literally fly. They fly straight up. I mean, only skilled pilots can do that.
Yeah, without stalling.
Right.
Yeah, that's the deal. You go straight up or straight down, and you can stall your engines.
Yeah, I just get vertigo thinking about it. It doesn't even. But yeah, I mean, when you watch the patterns of some of these planes, I mean, my God. I mean, my girlfriend Melissa, she posted a, and there she was visiting in Atlanta today. She's in South Carolina, but I mean, look at the pictures of this.
Oh, wow.
That is not commercial airplane, people. In fact, she probably wouldn't care if I stole one of these pictures and put it on our page, because just to show you what, you know, she saw today. So it's not letting me do it, of course. But I will do it. I promise that I'll put it on there. But, I mean, I've put on lots of pictures before of what they look like, and oh man, there's something going on there.
Yeah, I took a picture one time. You know, just one of my friends. He says, "Oh, it's you know, they're at different altitudes. You know, they're not doing it." So I took a picture with my phone of a vapor trail, which is what they normally. You know, you look up in the sky, you'll see you know a vapor trail. It's like an inch long.
Yeah.
In comparison, instead of going across the whole sky. So there was a vapor trail, and then right next to it, a chemtrail.
Right.
And you know, both of these planes look like they're the same size.
And I have said this before, working in the airlines in the past, I can assure you that that stuff is not coming out of the back of an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing it. So anyway, to switch gears, I guess gold hit an all-time high today, selling for $2,078 per ounce. Wow. That's crazy.
Yep. But, you know, look what they're doing to the dollar. They're devaluating the dollar, and, you know, so people are buying gold.
And they got more. Yeah, that's crazy. I guess silver is down quite a bit, but that's nuts.
Yeah, silver, you know, silver is an anomaly. Historically, silver to gold ratio is 16 to 1. So if silver was $16 an ounce, then gold should have been, if silver was $10 an ounce, then gold should be $160 an ounce.
Yeah. Well, I think people are panicking with what's going on with the banks. You know, PanWest Bancorp, they plunged like 50% today after trading. So that's probably going to be the next bank that collapses. You know, there's going to be more. So people are, you know, putting their money in something that actually has some worth. And then what's going to happen with the gold will be the big question.
Yeah, silver's up a little bit. It's up to $23.94 an ounce. But gold, $190.44 a share.
Wow.
So that's
up
like $1,904.
So that was up 1.33. I'm not real good with that type of stuff. But, yeah. Even still, that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, you look at what's happened to gold in the past 5 years, there's a graph right there.
Oh, that's 5 years?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, 5 years ago in 2019, it wasn't worth diddly squat. And then all of a sudden it went,
it was 122.
Yeah. Interesting. It really didn't dive all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interest rates are up again, too. Another 0.25% today.
You know, and look at 2007. It was down around 50.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about gold now. I was onto the interest rates.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
Trying to get onto the interest rates there with, you know, because people are, you know, this is like prime time selling or buying of a house, and interest rates are ridiculous. I mean, some people are paying. Of course, they passed that bill, too. This was a federal bill that people that have good credit now will pay higher interest rates for people that don't.
Yeah, so it just goes on with what's going on with our culture in general. You know, if you're irresponsible, you get rewarded. You commit a crime. They let you out on bail reform.
Yeah.
They let you go. You come across the border. They give you a court date. You just laugh at them, tear up the court date notice, and go on your merry way. Go sign up for welfare.
Well, I guess, you know, even if people are doing that or even thinking about doing that, just, you know, try to keep to your morals. Try to keep to your standards. You know, because in the end, you still got to answer to the guy upstairs, of course, if you believe that.
Right.
Or answer to something, whatever you think you got to answer to, because karma will be a bitch if you're out, you know, stealing, lying, cheating, and trying to get away with things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I had somebody say to me the other day, I think I'm going to just lie so I could get food stamps. And I'm like, don't do that. Because you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
They'll catch the good people trying to do that. You know, and I told them, I said, don't. He's like, well, I got three kids, you know, to feed. And I said, yeah, but lying on that is going to put you, you know, with the rest of the people that, you know, have no morals or values. So how about just don't do that? You know, and just be honest. Or, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Being honest, I mean, there is such a thing still today,
mm-hmm.
that way.
Okay, well, it's time for another break.
Already? Wow.
Yeah.
That was fast. All right.
Okay, here we go.
We'll be back in 4 minutes, guys. Hang tight.
Hey, broccoli person, I hate you so much. Why do you have to be at my bus stop, you mean-spirited something ducker?
Hey, if you hate me, that's great. I am not a liberal. You can do what you like in your own life.
You are a fascist. You believe in freedom.
Aren't you contradicting yourself? Those who do not like freedom are the fascists. You want to force your ideas down everyone else's throats. Isn't it you who is the fascist?
You are a total and a semi-fascist. I listen to Brandon and Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Governor Grusom is also an honest person and has government experience with his aunt Nancy Pelosi.
So you support fascists who take away freedom. And you are upset that people still want their freedom.
They are taking away voting rights. You are a something ducker.
So you are saying your voting rights are being taken away? Where are you trying to vote?
You Republican fool. My rights were not taken away. You wish you could take my rights away just like you did for everyone else.
Whose rights are being taken away?
You do not want any undocumented friends of Americans to vote. You also do not want us to have millions of ballots already filled out for people that are too busy or too dead to vote. You are the one who hates freedom.
So you think that illegals should be allowed to vote? And every dead person should be able to vote Democrat as many times as they like.
You have nothing but hate in your heart. I am loving and liberal.
I am not sure how printing up millions of ballots to use if your candidate is losing, is legal.
I hate you so much. We need those ballots to be counted. We need to make election audits and recounts illegal. Just like the New York governor says, something duckheads like yourself need to get on a bus and go to Florida where you fascists belong.
Why do you support high crime and very high rent?
It is only a crime if you get arrested. The police only arrest you if you are a Republican or question the Democrat Party. This does not affect me. I am loving and liberal. If you are not for arresting everyone who does not get the latest gene therapy, then you are a fascist.
You have that completely wrong. If you force your will on people and arrest people for not agreeing with you, then you are a fascist.
Antifa does not exist. Even if they exist, they are mostly peaceful. They are loving and liberal. You are a fascist because you believe people should have the freedom to make their own choices. Communists like me like our freedom to make you do what we want. Words are far more violent than guns. You kill more people every day by supporting Ron DeSantis than Charles Manson did his whole life.
That makes no sense.
You are a something ducker that still believes in gender. I am a non-binary trans communist that believes you need your freedom taken away since you do not agree with us. I bet you Republican fools still eat meat. I eat the bugs just like Bill Gates says too. He is very loving and liberal. Just like George Soros and Klaus Schwab. Soon we will give up our carbon bodies and go live on the metaverse.
Yeah. That is something I will never do. I am never going to kill myself just to live in a computer.
That's why you are such a fascist, fascist. You Christian idiots refuse to get microchips and scan your hand to get groceries. I am better than you because I am an atheist. That's why I am better than you. Fools like you cannot go to the Amazon store and buy groceries because you refuse to get a microchip.
Hey everyone. Do not listen to people like this. Get educated. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. He is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He shares all the important news to fight the new world order. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. He has great guests, excellent co-hosts, and lots of things you need to know right now. freedomizerradio.com.
Hey broccoli person, you need to get out of my eyesight. I hate you so much. You think of hate every single second. I am loving and liberal who believes in drag queen story time and free crack pipes, and you need to pay for my college debt. Wait for your IRS audit.
Okay, we are back.
We're back. I was having myself a little scoop of raw, organic, local honey.
And local honey is what you want to eat, because any of the allergens that you may have, any plants that you may have local to your area, then the bees are, using those plants to get their honey. So it helps build your immune system by having the local honey instead of the not local honey.
I heard something stupid that they were going to come out with some kind of vaccines for bees. Stop.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're actually doing that, but I saw that in passing. It's like, come on.
Yeah, so what are they going to do? Get a little hypodermic needle and try to inject them while they're stinging them?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll put it in there. Who knows?
Well, they're already kind of getting, whatever from, the chemtrails that are dropping onto the plants that they're pollinating, and the fertilizers that they're spraying, and the pesticides that they're spraying that are ending up on these flowers that the bees go to, and
mm-hmm.
It's no wonder there's hives and hives that are, dying.
Yeah. So what else is going on? I really don't feel like talking about the useless Democrats and Republicans. Unless you want to, got something to say about that.
Let's see. What else?
I guess they're going to be starting the Buffalo Bills Stadium construction immediately. Today they announced, today was the official Buffalo Bills construction starting nonsense day for...
Well, what happened was the Erie County Legislature voted to go ahead and do it.
Yay.
So because they've been delaying, it's now going to cost, I think $100 million more or something like that since they delayed, because everything goes up. And...
Including your tax dollars to fund that, too.
So this is going to be like a $1.5 billion stadium. And the Pegulas, who own the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres, the football team and the hockey team,
mm-hmm.
who became rich through fracking, of all things, they're insisting on a non-dome stadium, so an open-air stadium, and grass turf, okay? So it's totally old school. They are going to be paying for part of the stadium. The state's going to be paying, I think, like $500 million. Locally, we're going to be paying, I think, $250 million. And then the Buffalo Bills organization and the Pegulas are going to pay the remainder.
Huh.
So about half of it. Well, what's interesting to me is the school system, and I fought it. They spent over $10 million to put AstroTurf on the football field for the high school. And then they just last year, I think they're going to spend another $12 million to put AstroTurf on the practice field. Okay, and then the NFL, the pro team, has natural grass turf, which anybody that's done any research, when you go to AstroTurf, the injuries are tenfold. And the maintenance is just as bad or even more expensive than the natural turf.
Yeah.
Because
unless, of course, you have a massive heart problem, it won't matter what type of grass you're on, right?
Right, right.
You miraculously recover.
Yep. And that's because grass is legal in New York State.
It's just too much. It's just too much. Yeah. So I will give a shout-out to a really, really good local summer camp in the Western New York area. And, of course, they take people from all over the country. There's a camp called Camp Wiona, and it's run through the YMCA. So I thought I'd give them a plug just for the heck of it. So check that out if you guys are looking for overnight camp for your kid to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, they've been good with jabs. So hopefully that lasts.
Or non-jabs.
Non-jabs, yeah. Well, with being accepting those, you know, of that choice.
Mm-hmm.
So will that change? I guess that all depends on what New York says, because there is a bill out there that says the kids have to be caught up on their jabs to attend summer camp, but nothing, it hasn't moved, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
So pray it doesn't, because that would really suck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
For a lot of parents. What else do I have saved here? So much.
I had some stuff saved, and I don't know what happened to it.
I don't know. It doesn't pay to do things when you're tired.
I know.
Doesn't pay. I'm just looking. We're kind of chill tonight. Our normal people are going to be thinking that we must be smoking some kind of weed or something here in the back, because we're not like our normal woo selves.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes we got to be just a little serious, right? Because there is serious stuff going on. So sometimes we just got to tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like it either, but.
New investigation targets vax makers' profits.
Isn't that in Texas that they're doing that?
Let me see.
I thought that was in Texas that there.
The Moderna CEO made nearly $400 million last year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That much money?
Yeah.
$1 million.
$400 million. Okay.
Himself or the company?
Herself, Stephanie Banchel.
That bitch.
And still owns a reported $2.8 billion worth of shares in the company.
Wow.
That does not include... Oh, so Stefani is a male.
Yeah, it is. It is Texas. The attorney, general there, yeah, is looking to...
Ken Paxton plans to investigate whether these big pharma companies reap these profits by misrepresenting the opacity and safety of the jabs and manipulated vaccine trial results.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Of course they did. We all know they did.
Oh, you were just talking about the artificial turf thing. And I was just reading an article in the Children's Health Defense that artificial turf is full of toxic chemicals, yet more and more schools and playgrounds are using it.
Uh-huh.
It says that it's full of, listen to this, but you know, they're using that fake mulch, like those rubber pellets.
Right.
They have mercury, lead, benzene, polycystic, aromic, hydrocarbons, and arsenic. So that's what I really would want a newborn playing on.
Right,
at the playground.
Or a 2 or 3 year old, yeah.
Yeah, why they put that in their mouth. This makes perfect sense. Man, I mean, we're not expecting people to live inside a bubble, okay? But, you know, you can avoid some things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I always thought that the rubber that they were using was just ground up sneakers. Ground up tires. Without the steel belts.
I don't know. But be careful with what you're using, ladies, during your menstrual cycle, because most of those, I was just reading another article here, I guess some states are looking to change the way that they disclose the chemical ingredients, because they don't disclose the chemical ingredients that they use on maxi pads that are not organic, right? And there are organic brands on there, but if you think about that, you're putting that down on your stuff, and it's got chlorine and a whole bunch of other petrochemicals. And why are our infertility rates so high?
Well, and, you know, that's a mucous membrane, which means it absorbs stuff a lot quicker and easier than it does in your skin, your regular skin. So,
right. Right.
So.
Yeah. So. You know, same thing with your armpits. You know, don't use aluminum deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Your body does adjust. I don't use deodorant, and I don't stink. So I use, you know, like a Crystal Rock. And I'm talking about antiperspirant. There are deodorants that are not antiperspirant. But most of the Old Spice and Suave deodorants out there, they have aluminum in them.
And they
will claim that that does not cause the increased rates in breast cancer, and I will totally disagree with that.
The Alzheimer's. They have shown that aluminum does cause Alzheimer's.
Well, yeah, but also I'm talking about when you put it in your armpit, the deodorant.
Well, yeah, then what you got to worry about is it plugging up your pores.
Your lymph glands.
And, you know, and causing tumors and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, there's guys, brands out there too, Toms and stuff that you could use. And, you know, if you really smell bad when you're sweating, then you need to push in some detoxification modalities, because there's a reason for that.
Take a shower.
Well, yeah, take a shower, but if you have problems with body odor, this is your body's way of excreting stuff, but you got some issues there. You need to do some cleansing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You go on a 3-day watermelon fast or something.
Here's a nice title, the Biden crime family. They're like the Clinton crime family. They're Teflon, nothing sticks to them.
Mm.
Where are the 20,000 missing unaccompanied minors? U.S. government's roles in facilitating child trafficking. The Biden administration is being accused of running a large-scale child trafficking operation in relation to the border crisis. Findings on this from a grand jury were detailed in a 142-page document from the Supreme Court of Florida.
Mm.
So. Yeah, Florida is leading the way again with this. And then what DeSantis is, Disney is not happy with him.
No, we talked about this last week. They're going to try to sue the state because he took away their...
Tax exemption.
Yeah, their tax exemption and, you know, the fact that they can't be just sovereign in his state anymore.
Right.
You know, he wants his cut of it. Which,
yeah.
I think it's a good idea. Disney is corrupt. It's corrupt. It's a bunch of pedophiles. That rabbit hole goes really deep.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have time to get in there. But you know, go on the Telegram and you know do a little bit of research about that. And if you don't believe me, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Glenn Beck was talking about Disney in his podcast today too, and how people you know. Just put it up on this huge pedestal, and they really don't know what they're supporting.
Right.
Who are supporting human trafficking? Who are supporting pedophiles when you support Disney? Like it or not. And if you start doing your research on it, you'll see.
Yep.
And I was like, what? When Catherine started telling me about that, I was like, Disney, come on.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
Mickey Mouse, come on.
Yeah, right.
And then RFK Jr.'s vaccine comments mysteriously disappear. So, you know, RFK Jr. is running on the Democrat ticket. And,
yeah. You know, he's all right. I mean, he does a lot of things to help fight, you know, vaccines and that. But on the other hand, he's big into the climate thing.
Mm-hmm. And he's a Kennedy.
So how is he going to...
And he's a Kennedy.
Well,
so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Why would you say that there's anything wrong with being a Kennedy? I mean...
They're part of the establishment. They're part of the insiders.
I think... Not. I mean, that's why they shot him.
Because he
knew what was going on.
Yeah, but think about Ed. You know, or Ted. Edward Kennedy. He was definitely, you know, one of the insiders.
Maybe. I don't know.
He was the head of the insiders while he was alive.
I don't know. But then again, on the other hand, I didn't want to think that Trump was a part of all of it either. But Mr. Operation Warp Speed, who still, to this day, will say, oh, you want to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Safe and effective.
Yep.
Even though there's a gazillion people that have died of this already. So, Trump is coming back. This is what I still hear in my groups. Trump is coming back. Okay. We'll see.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be interesting. And how Biden even decided he was going to run and that was okay is beyond me, but whatever.
What's he going to do? He's going to be running from the cameras into his basement.
So those are the three candidates, right? That's who we got to choose from.
Well, we
don't have to choose from anybody unless they fix the voting.
Yeah, I've already seen anti-DeSantis ads on TV.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he didn't announce he's running.
Yeah, but I think they're preemptive, you know, to kill his campaign before it even starts.
Maybe. I don't know. People say that he's part of the whole deep state. Yeah, I don't really feel that. I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, he was supposed to be really good friends with Trump, so who knows? It's hard to believe anybody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially if they're in politics.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So next week, we've got scope of Erie County. So we're basically going to talk about gun rights, and not just in Erie County. We're talking about gun rights in New York and beyond. Following week, we're going to have on Long Island Loud Majority. I cannot wait to have these guys on. They are a crack. Just talking to them, watching their Facebook page and watching the emails that we've been going back and forth. This is going to be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, loud majority, Long Island, and, you know, they're freedom fighters for Long Island and all of New York. But I'm pretty sure they're going to have some pretty good insight. Looking forward to that. And the rest of our events, you can see them on our Facebook page or email us.
Yep.
One of these days we'll have our website up in our spare time.
Right.
So you can catch our podcasts on iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, Freedomizer Radio, and Apple. So go check out last week's show with Diane Sayre if you have a second. That's going to be a good one, and it is a good one. It was a good one. So listen to it. Tell us your thoughts. You ready?
Yep.
We're signing out for tonight.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You guys have a good week. Be good to each other.
Yep, and have a good weekend. It's supposed to be, if they don't seed the cloud.
Yeah. But you know they're going to, for some, yeah.
It's going to be sunny for a change and warm. It's going to be almost 70 on Sunday here.
Yay.
And it snowed 2 days ago out in the hills.
Oh. All right. So D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond, we are glad you joined us tonight in all of our chillness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not usually like us to be chill, huh?
Right.
But sometimes we just got to lay the facts out, people. New York State's in trouble.
Yep.
All right. You guys have a good night.
And have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.